Many different types of birds make their way across Illinois. They range from raptors, like bald eagles, to waterfowl, like the great blue heron. Frank Osling is a district wildlife biologist with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He says he's seen several groups of waterfowl that aren't as common to the area around Lee, Ogle, and Whiteside counties.
We've seen and documented the migrations of whooping cranes. There are several sandhill cranes that pass through this area as well, and in fact breed in this area.
But Oregon unexpectedly has become an attractive area for white pelicans. Osling says they're drawn to an abundant food supply in the Rock River.
They're fish eaters, so if there's plentiful fish around, it's going to attract their attention. Over the last 10 years or so, it seems to be more of a growing interest on their part.
The pelicans typically show up in spring as part of what Osling says is a large migration route known as a flyway.
Most birds push through across the country, at least the interior of the country, through these flyways. And the ones that we're used to seeing here in this area of the country, you know, they make their way from Canada on south to Gulf of Mexico.
The pelicans have had no known conflict with humans and have become a minor tourist attraction for the area. But the same can't be said for a more common migratory bird. Canada geese ostensibly are a migratory bird. But Nick Barber, assistant professor of biology at Northern Illinois University, says many flocks have decided to settle in areas like DeKalb on a year-round basis.
We've essentially created an environment that's really good habitat for them. Geese like open grassy lawns next to bodies of water like the retention ponds we have around here. And so we've created the ideal habitat for them. They love it. They can feed there. They can nest there. And we end up with a lot of geese in that environment.
Several other factors help the geese survive an entire year, such as the agricultural landscape of Northern Illinois.
After farmers have harvested, they can feed in the corn stubble, and all those young who were born that year can fatten up before winter and probably have higher winter survival as a result of that.
And then there's a unique quirk of goose anatomy.
Most birds that eat plants eat seeds or fruits or insects, but they can actually eat grass. They don't get a whole lot of nutrition out of it, so they have to eat a lot of it, which is why we see so much waste on the sidewalks around places where they're feeding.
These adaptations mean that geese and humans often come into contact. Some encounters can end poorly for geese, especially in the streets.
Geese commonly, they don't necessarily fly across the street because that expends a lot of energy, but they'd rather walk across the street. And geese seem to think that cars should stop for them.
That's Sandy Woltman, director of operations at Oak and Acres, a wildlife rehabilitation center in Sycamore.
So it's really getting people to be aware of Canada geese, especially during the summer season when they're moving about more.
Woltman says careless drivers pose an even greater threat to geese when they're young or in tow.
So if they were to fly and leave their babies behind, they'd be prey for another species. So for them to get from one feeding source to another or from one water source or pond to another, they're having to walk.
When geese and other birds are injured in human-populated areas, Oak and Acres founder Kathy Stelford says people often report them to animal control.
They'll get calls, especially if the animal is a public health and safety threat, like it's an animal in a highly populated area that's injured and they're afraid somebody might come upon it and get bitten or try to touch it or something like that.
The most common types of injuries are cat attacks and birds hitting windows, but Stelford says there are many other hazards. She recounts one injury to a bald eagle.
Sandy went out with one of our other staff members to rescue him out in the Chabanalee Wind Farm field. His wing was dangling just by some little bits of flesh, and he had to have it amputated.
Whatever the injury, Woltman says Oak and Acres has the same goal.
To be able to bring it to somewhere, to be able to provide them professional care, whether it be a broken wing, a broken leg, to heal that injury, release them back out into the wild, and give them a second chance.
Canada geese are among several species protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918. This law makes it illegal to hunt the birds without special permits, or, as Stelford notes, interfere with their young.
It is illegal for anybody to move a nest, move the eggs, interfere at all with her nesting. And if you do move them, you've basically doomed the eggs. The parents won't move with the nest and they won't be incubated.
The law ensures Canada geese won't go the way of the passenger pigeon, but its restrictions can pose difficulties for communities that want to be rid of nuisance birds.
Once a goose comes non-migratory, if they nest here and they don't move on, then their goslings will never learn the flight path.
That's Faye Burlow, volunteer coordinator for the Rockford Park District's Goose Management Program. Since the Migratory Bird Treaty prevents directly harming the geese without a special permit, her volunteers have needed to use more creative methods. One of these is approaching the birds with leashed dogs.
So a lot of times when the dogs come up, the geese will right away start honking, they'll start bobbing their heads, and they'll fly off.
The goal is to make an area unattractive to flocks of geese so that the birds will move on. Burlow's group also uses small remote-controlled vehicles, fake animal cutouts, and even drink mix.
The artificial grape flavoring that's used in grape Kool-Aid and other grape-flavored products is actually an irritant to their senses, so their eyes, your sinuses, things like that. It can be an irritant to their stomach, so without actually making them sick.
Methods like the Kool-Aid only work in small areas, and Burlow says the key is to be vigilant.
Just constantly changing up the time that I'm going to each location, the order I'm going to each location, what part of that location I'm starting at, that kind of thing, because they do adapt, they do learn.
While Burlow's efforts haven't convinced the geese to abandon the park, she says the program is having an effect since it started in 2001.
Back then, on average, about 1,500 Canadian geese were being moved at a time. This has cut down over the years, so the program is helping.
And while some people view geese as a nuisance, biologist Nick Barber says they and some other birds are something we may just have to get used to.
There's a lot of birds that animals we call human commensals. They just do well in the kind of environments we create. Robins, pigeons, mourning doves, red-winged blackbirds, they thrive in the sort of environments that we create and do well in ourselves. And those are the species that we see becoming very numerous in our world today.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.